This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and SRS Commodities. Dry edible bean harvest is underway in the Amarillo, North Dakota area. Here's farmer Jared Hagert, who gives us an update on the crop.
We've harvested some navy beans and a few pinto beans. Right now, they're a little bit below average. We've got some later planted stuff that's looking quite a bit better. So it's coming off now, and we see lots of combines on the area rolling. Look forward to seeing more beans at the plant, too. We got about another 4 to 5 days, if the weather cooperates, to be able to wrap that up and get positioned for soybean harvest. That looks like it could start end of next week.
North and west of that Amarillo area, Lakota, North Dakota-based crop consultant Mark Husso says dry bean harvest in Walsh, Nelson, and Griggs County is really just getting rolling this week.
And a lot of the fields are still getting desiccated as we speak. I am going field to field trying to get these fields wrapped up for these guys so they can get desiccated timely and utilizing this good weather we're having. Harvest-wise, we're just getting started. A few guys got a jump last week. Most will be starting this week, and then even next week we'll have some other guys starting. And it's really going to be a variety of yields. Some are going to see some disappointment, some are going to be okay, and some are going to be surprised. A lot has to do with simply who got the rain at the right time. Of course, min-till and no-till will play in that a little bit also, but it's going to be a strong mixed bags of yield estimates for these guys.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network, made possible in part by Sharpen Herbicide from BASF and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.